After the short ceremony, the 10 men were officially off duty.
Families, come on down.
Able to see their families for the first time, Tara Hoskins welcomed her husband Troy back after his first tour.
And I didn't ask a whole lot of questions because I knew he really couldn't talk about it. And I'm not sure I wanted to know.
The group's Lieutenant Colonel Dan Frickenschmidt agrees she probably didn't.
Almost 100 combat patrols during our time over there and outside the wire every other day, multiple missions, constantly in harm's way.
The team's main task was to train the Iraqi Federal Police, a process that's been going on for over a year, to train them in operations, logistics, personnel, medical, communications, and intelligence.
We were the last team to work with them. And so they knew that they needed to get every last bit of information that they could from us, because when we left, there were no U.S. advisors left behind.
Frickenschmidt says the team also spent hundreds of hours creating an intelligence network to identify more than 270 of Al-Anbar province's most wanted. Ryan Femuliner, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.